USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is holding a race relations roundtable at the White House. Raynor Jackson, president and CEO of Raynor Jackson and Associates, says the media plays a big role in what's going on regarding race relations in the United States.
Don Lemon from CNN, Roland Martin, who are putting more poison into the black community than any drug dealer, who are killing more black folks than any white person with a sheet over their face. How are they doing it? Spreading these lies about the economy you had, Mr. President, before the virus was a continuation of Obama. That's just factually not true. I have a degree in accounting. I keep up with the economy. They're lying.
NASCAR releasing a statement saying the display of the Confederate flag will be prohibited from all NASCAR events and properties. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Minneapolis Police Chief Medaria Arredondo is withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation Union to help rebuild the department following the death of George Floyd.
I plan to bring in subject matter experience and advisors to conduct a thorough review of how the contract can be restructured to provide greater community transparency and more flexibility for a true reform.
The chief also saying they will work towards building a police department that people view as legitimate, trusting, and has their best interest at heart. The Senate with a historic and bipartisan confirmation. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains from Washington.
Air Force General Charles Brown, officially the first African-American to head a military service branch. The Senate has unanimously confirmed Brown to be Air Force Chief of Staff. He's the second black man to sit on the Joint Chiefs of Staff following Colin Powell.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
More details are coming out about the relationship between George Floyd and the former Minneapolis police officer who allegedly killed him. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
The former police officer that was charged with murdering George Floyd remains in custody, and a co-worker at the nightclub where Derek Chauvin and Floyd both worked says the two did not get along. Maya Santamaria, owner of the club which has since burnt down, described how Chauvin treated black patrons. She spoke on CBS.
Do you think Derek had a problem with black people?
I think he was afraid and intimidated.
By black folks?
Yeah.
Is it possible that Chauvin knew exactly who George Floyd was and that this was personal in some ways?
I would think it was personal.
An investigation is underway after reports of voters in Georgia being subject to a variety of issues during the state's primary election on Tuesday. State Secretary Brad Raffensperger is blaming local officials for the mishap and believes that poll workers were not properly trained.
The employees didn't understand the system. So what were they doing for all these months? All of a sudden they wake up and they say, let's have an election on Tuesday?
The Democratic mayor of Atlanta backing up those claims by saying that precincts were not open on time and machines were malfunctioning. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.